Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
NFL.com came out with their bold NFL predictions. And you can do a buy or sell. You can hit. That means you agree. You can fold, disagree, hold. Maybe the easy way out. We'll just go in order. All right, ready? 877-881-1053 is the Autoflex Leasing Fan Text. The number one prediction, buy, sell, hit, hold, or fold, the Patriots will collapse to a top five pick in the 2021 draft. By Labor Day, we may even push this to a top three pick or on the clock. NFL.com, bold prediction number one.
Hold. Can I hold? I can hold.
Go ahead.
I can hold. Yeah, I'm going to hold on this one. I think Stidham's going to be okay. I don't think he's going to be a train wreck.
Based on what?
I mean, there's hope, faith. I there's nothing that you could base it on, right? Everything that you've seen from there in the years leading up to this, or the months leading up to Brady, is that they liked him. They liked him in preseason last year. All you have with backup quarterbacks is hope anyway. All they have is upside. You have nothing to go on. Any drafted quarterback who's never played it down, be it the first overall pick or the 255th, all you have is upside. That's all you have. It's just the level that you have. Stidham was good in college. I liked him in college. I really loved him at Baylor before he went to Auburn. And he kind of, I don't say he regressed, but they just played him differently. I think he'll be okay, but I would hold on the top five pick.
Who's the second best team in the AFC East right now today if you had to pick?
Who's the best?
I would pick Buffalo.
Yeah, I think Buffalo is you know, in part last year's Chicago Bears, last year's Jacksonville Jaguars, a good defense that, you know, may not be anything. I love their coach, though. I love Sean McDermott. I don't even know who the best team is. That's the most wide-open division out there.
My point is, New England, for me, would still be the number two team in the division because of Belichick's greatness, so then I cannot say they'll have a top-five pick. Jacksonville, I would think, is worse. You can still throw out the Dolphins. Maybe, yeah. Cincinnati. When is Burrow going to play? Carolina is supposed to be atrocious. So I will solidly fold. I will reject this one. I will sell that the Patriots have a top five pick in the 2021 draft. Although some people think that Belichick is trying to pull an undercover tank, go and get Trevor Lawrence or the kid Fields out of Ohio State. Josh Jacobs will win the rushing title, whatever. No one cares about that. Sam Darnold will become a star, number three. There was a hypothetical thrown out to us the other day by Tolo saying Sam Darnold and Jamal Adams for Dak Prescott, and I can't remember whether it was Zeke or something else. And I wrote back and said, I don't think the Jets would do that deal because Sam Darnold is on his rookie contract. You'd have to pay Dak Prescott. You're giving up Jamal Adams as well. But Tony Romo, guys like that still believe a ton in Sam Darnold becoming a star. And a lot of our Tolos are like, why? Based upon what? Why is Sam Darnold destined to be anything great? What has he shown even though he was injured last year? And we know what happened when he came back against us.
Yeah, I mean, he missed a month of the season. They still won seven games. And they went winless without him.
Winless without him, yeah.
Yeah, they went winless without him. So I think Sam is – he's a star. I don't think the Jets quarterback could be a star. But I do, you know, it isn't Joe Namath anymore. I do
well,
think
you're
he's
in New York. Eli yeah. Manning was a star.
Yeah, but he played for the real organization in that city, not the second organization in the city. I think that he will be. I think he does have a ceiling of a top eight quarterback. Yes.
Okay, so Sam Darnold will become a star next season. Hit, hold, fold.
Next season, I will fold. Eventually, I will hit.
Okay, I will fold on next season as well. Do we know Darnold's weapons? Can you name any of Sam Darnold's weapons?
Le'Veon Bell.
Yes, he is a weapon. Good. Any receivers that come to mind?
That's not Robbie Anderson. It's Devin Funchess there. No. I couldn't name you one.
So this plays into it. You know, when you talk about Jamison Crowder, Josh Dotson, they got like the old Redskins receivers.
Yeah.
Breshad Perriman, who I absolutely loved in Tampa last year. They went and picked him up, but not enough of a great supporting cast, in my opinion. So I will sell and fold on that. Here we go. Number four, NFL.com bold predictions. Coach of the year, Mike McCarthy's Dallas Cowboys will be the NFC's number one seed. Here's the write-up and explanation. After years of Dallas being stuck in the middle with Jason Garrett, McCarthy is the perfect remedy for what ails this team. The Super Bowl-winning coach is a great offensive mind. He will maximize the incredible weapons Dallas possesses on offense. The defense has some questions, especially in the secondary, but Dallas can rush the passer, and the duo of Van Der Esch and Jalen Smith is strong. McCarthy also put together a fantastic staff. There's a new culture in Dallas, and with this offense, America's team is going to be so much fun to watch.
Yes, the perfect remedy is a coach who had arguably the best quarterback in history and hasn't made a Super Bowl in a decade. That's the perfect remedy for a team. I think the front office screwed him,
but possibly I could make that argument.
Maybe. I'm going to. So who are your
number one seed candidates for the NFC? You've sold on San Francisco. You have Philly being worse than us. Mm-hmm. I know you've sold on Green Bay. You really like Minnesota. You sell slightly on New Orleans. Tampa Bay, I think you think is worse than us. And Seattle, I don't know if you have them as elite, even though you put them in the discussion because of Russell. So by process of elimination, the way I know you feel about all those teams in the NFC, you could possibly buy this one, that the Cowboys would be the number one seed.
I can buy it. I have them as 10 wins. I think predicting, you know, more than that is tough. My candidates for the one would be New Orleans. It would be Minnesota. It would be Seattle. I could throw the Rams in there. I could throw Philadelphia in there. I could throw the Cowboys in there. It's a wide open league. I could see Green Bay doing it. I could see Green Bay having a good year. They went 13-3 last year. They got lucky. I could see them getting lucky again. So there's a few teams, and I think the Cowboys could be one of those teams. Absolutely.
All right. So you'll buy it.
I could buy the possibility. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I will. I'll hold/fold. Mm-hmm. I can't have them right now, barely behind Philly, and definitely not as good as San Francisco. Definitely not as good as New Orleans, and kind of even with a team like Minnesota, maybe Seattle. So I could see it happening.
Yeah,
I could see it happening, but I don't feel confident enough in saying that they would be the number one seed.
Right. That's the wild thing about the NFL. Like,
yeah. And this is why everyone getting mad yesterday, everyone kept saying when Mahomes was negotiating, get rid of the salary cap. Well, this is the beauty of the cap. You know, it's wide open in the AFC and the NFC. Yesterday I asked you the third best team in the AFC. We can't come up with an obvious and clear answer. That's great for the league. That is great for fans. And we just talked about the possibility of the one seed in the NFC. We don't have an easy answer. It's wide open. That's great for the NFL, and a lot of that is attributed to the salary cap.
It is, and it's attributed to the salary cap, and it's attributed to the quarterbacks. You know, there's only a handful of ones that are going to be there every year, right? There's a reason that only three AFC, basically three AFC quarterbacks made the Super Bowl for two decades until you had Flacco and Mahomes sandwiched into 20 years or 16 years of Brady, Manning, and Ben. Right? It's like, it's wild.
Number five, NFL.com bowl predictions. I've been guilty of this one, missing on this for many years. The Seahawks will miss the playoffs. I don't know how bold it is to talk about any team in the NFC West missing the playoffs, because that division is stupid.
It is. It is. It is nasty. No, I'll say they make. I'll sell that. I think they're going to make the playoffs.
I would have to sell that as well because of Russell. Mm-hmm. Pat Mahomes will throw 51 touchdown passes.
It's a lot. I'll sell. I'll sell that. That's just, I mean, you know, I mean, how many games are they going to take him out in the fourth quarter in when they're up by 30? Is he going to get hurt? You know, he got hurt, missed a couple of games last year. I'll sell the number.
What is his high so far in touchdown passes in a season?
I don't even. I'll look it up real quick. I think it's 50. I would think it's 50.
50. On this one, I would. Yeah, it is 50. He went 50 and 12. I'll buy it. I can go ahead and buy it. I don't know how much, you know, they're going to be handing it off to Solaire. I don't know. He's supposed to be an awesome pass catcher. So just for the heck of it, for the fun of it, Tyreek Hill is going to be around a lot more. You'd think he was hurt last year.
Yep.
You still have Kelsey. You still have weapons. So I'll go ahead and I'll buy it just for the fun of it. Next bold NFL prediction, Juju Smith-Schuster will dominate once again. Matt Stafford will lead the NFL in passing yards. Derwin James will win Defensive Player of the Year with the Chargers. There you go. The nine bold NFL predictions. Which one's the craziest there? Stafford?
Stafford's not crazy because they could be throwing all over the field because they could be losing a lot. I would still bet Mahomes would lead the league in passing yards. But I don't think that's crazy. Defensive Player of the Year, I mean, you know, who knows? Who knows, really, right? It could be Jamal Adams. Could be Tank Lawrence. We don't know. I'll hold on the Derwin James.
All right, the toughest stretches of the NFL season. Cowboys already got good news with their schedule.
Yeah.
They have good news in terms of their supporting cast, and this is more good news, right? Because two other NFC East teams were put into this, and we weren't one of them.
Yeah, so just think about it. Like, the Cowboys' schedule, they have no three-game away stretch. All right? They have a three-game homestand. No three-game road trip. So there you go. If you look at that, the Cowboys don't fall into the toughest stretches. So here's the toughest stretches in the National Football League this year. Again, the Cowboys are not part of it. The Raiders have a five-game stretch. Saints at the Pats, Bills at the Chiefs, and home to Tampa. That is a very difficult stretch of football games. How about the Eagles, who have two separate, brutal three-game stretches? At San Fran, at Pittsburgh, home to Baltimore, weeks 4 through 6, 12 through 14, home to Seattle, at Green Bay, home to New Orleans. That's a tough stretch. Houston, they start the season at the Chiefs, home to the Ravens, at the Steelers, home to Minnesota. I mean, I don't care whether you have Hopkins or not. That's a tough stretch to go up against. Atlanta. This is big because, you know, who knows if the Falcons are going to be a wild card threat with the Cowboys, if the Cowboys are even involved with that. They end the season, Tampa at Kansas City at Tampa. And then the toughest stretch is the Washington Redskins, weeks 12 through 15, at the Cowboys, at the Steelers, at the 49ers, home to Seattle.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.